This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The PGA Tour is all systems go, and so is the new show, Early Wedge, on the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join Sportsline experts Sia Nejad, Mike McClure, and Eric Cohen, alongside myself, Rick Gaiman, Patrick McDonald, and Jason Sobel. Five times per week, the Early Wedge provides the best information for DFS lineups, outright selections, and so much more. Follow and listen to Early Wedge in the Early Edge feed on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Jack was mentioning he went to an Alice in Chains YouTube hole the other day. Yeah, it's a great band.
They were.
Can't hit that note.
Yeah, Walk went to bed a little early over the weekend.
Yeah, so there you go.
Saturday nights alone.
There you go.
Just looking at Alice in Chains.
Little YouTube. I like that. The Twitter question is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. Mark's Jewelers are jewelers, not just jewelry resellers. Experience the difference at marks-jewelers.com. All right, Ike Reese. Here is the Twitter question. Is this a World Series or bust year for the Phillies? What do you think the response is?
No.
What do you think the number is?
65%.
So I'm going to shock you. I always give you credit for how well you know this fan base.
I answered too quickly.
You are a Philadelphia interior core from Cincinnati, but Philadelphia interior core.
Yeah.
Is this a World Series or bust year for the Phillies? 76.6%. Say yes.
Oh, my God.
Sorry, Jack. Expectations through
Holy
the roof.
Cow.
Everyone pipe down.
No, it absolutely is. It absolutely is.
Wow.
95 games last year, LCS year before, World Series year before that. One of the best staffs in baseball. Let's win the World Series.
Okay, so let me ask you this. Then,
Yes.
Is that more of people like it's either now or never?
Could this core. Could be.
You know what I mean? Like versus them believing this team should go win the World Series this year.
Or is this trying to ride off the Eagles wave and saying, now it's your turn. Like, we're titled down USA.
It's part of that too,
Well, I don't care what it is. You know, you're trying to sneak through this season.
It's
just over 500.
Here.
It's not a pause year.
It's a pause year.
It's a pause year. They have the third highest payroll in baseball.
Now, that I understand, That part I do understand. With
pause for what? So in 3 years, Aiden Miller can play shortstop? What are we pausing for?
That I do understand. I'm actually surprised it's that overwhelming.
Yes.
People saying
let's grow up. Let's go win the World Series.
Wow.
Let's go win the World Series. All right. Next question today.
Yes.
We didn't introduce in the first segment. But we're introducing it now. Now, you'll call up with your sports point, but this is the other thing we're going to ask you at the end. So on this day he died on this day.
Uh-oh.
But whatever.
Who cares?
Whatever. Roger Bannister died on this day in 2018.
Yeah. That name is familiar.
So he was the first guy to run the mile in less than 4 minutes.
Okay.
Ran less than a four-minute mile. So next question today, what is a skill or ability that you don't have that you wish you had? Like, what do you wish you could do? Jack, you want to start us off?
All right, I'll start it off.
Okay.
I'll start it off. You know what I think is impossible?
What?
Dude, I think writing a song is impossible.
I wish I could write a great
song.
Like,
I don't know how I can't even compute how they do it.
And some people just have it.
Yeah.
They just write bangers. They just say hit song after hit song.
And
I wish I could write a song.
I have no idea how they do it.
Yeah.
So I wish I could write a song. Just one song, make millions off it, and then done.
Well, that would be even better.
I don't
make
even
millions
want to tour.
Off of the one song. Yes.
Yeah. I don't want to tour at all.
You just want that one song.
Yeah. I would die to be a one-hit
wonder. Writing a song, you're sort of in my ballpark of what I was thinking of.
I wonder if it's... See, I might have to change mine because I think I know what yours is going to be. Go ahead.
Yeah. I wish I could play an instrument.
Oh, yeah. Well... I play one poorly.
I can't play. Yeah. I can't. I mean, I guess I could. I mean, if you call beating on drums and to make some sort of rhythmic sound, I guess that's playing the drums. But I can't play the drums like Travis Barker.
Like play the drums.
Yes,
the drums.
Exactly. Yeah. Yes.
Yeah.
Or you know, the piano. The piano is something I really wish. The piano is an instrument I wish I really could play. That's not an instrument, is it?
Like, yeah, piano's
piano
an instrument.
Considered an instrument. Yes.
What would you think?
What is it, a car?
Well, when I think of instruments, I'm thinking of like a guitar, a trumpet.
Oh, no, piano's an instrument.
You know, I don't think of drum set as an instrument.
Sure it is.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, yeah. I just said I don't
but
think of
play
it as
an instrument. You
yes.
wish you could play an instrument.
Yes, I wish
is
I
there,
could
is
play,
there
yeah.
one? Is there one that you, is it piano? Is
yeah,
that the one?
Yeah, it would be piano. Because, listen, if you could play the piano, come on, man. Piano and
oh, yeah.
singing to somebody.
Oh, yeah.
And you
oh,
think you're John
man.
Legend,
come
don't you?
Come on, man. Yeah.
So, for me, it's, dude, I wish I was an awesome singer. I wish I could
we're
hit
all
notes.
The music family.
Yeah, well, because you know the and look, we're all married men, and we don't need to impress the opposite sex anymore. But if you can sing, you
yeah.
could play the piano, something like that. You
oh,
just
man,
look
if I
cooler,
play the piano, man.
Man,
them things would come on quick.
Oh yeah.
Hardest wood I had ever touched.
Did I say that?
Yes, you did.
I was a little too comfortable there.
Well,
yeah,
whatever.
I'm just saying though. You play
it's
the
piano, truth,
man.
Though,
the
man.
Truth, man.
You know, all right, 215-592-9494. Are the Phillies World Series contenders this year? Do you believe? Joe in the Northeast, you're on WIP. What's up, Joe?
Okay, how you doing, Spike? Ike. And
what's up, Joe?
Jack there, Jackie Baseball.
There we
Welcome
go.
Welcome back, brother.
Let me tell you, buddy, there's no chance unless they make some moves. Like, say, for instance, if Painter is ready to come up at half of the season and be your starter. And then you can put Ranger as a Swiss Army knife in the bullpen, or maybe you get this kid that's hitting the home runs down there, Rincon Jr. You get him back down in the minor leagues, and he bangs the ball around wherever level they put him in, Double A. You know, because this team hasn't changed much. Would you rather have had Profar or Kepler in left field?
Well, I'd rather have Profar, but the other thing about Profar is that it's not like every year of his career he's been awesome. I mean, he's been awesome in one place. I would love to have Profar in left field, but do you really think that the difference between Profar and Kepler, essentially the core of the team, is exactly the same?
I don't know much about Kepler in reference to his the strikeouts and all.
Right.
I know that Profar playing all 150 some games. Struck out under 100 times.
Sure.
And he's a fiery dude, too.
Yep.
He has, you know, there. They paid him, Atlanta paid him $14 million a year for 3 years. We gave Kepler $10 million for one. I would have definitely take him. Would you rather have Gabby Moreno or Realmuto catching?
Well, I mean, but so this goes, I understand the point that you're making. I think this goes into what Jack said, in that they're going to wait until the books are clear of Realmuto. They're going to wait till hopefully the books are clear of Taiwan Walker. Their payroll was up at a number that is sort of like...
It's an inflated payroll.
Yeah, it's a high payroll. And for a big signing perspective. Now, I do think if they go into the trade deadline and they look like a good team again, hopefully they will reconsider that, knowing that there's money coming off the books. But I don't think they wanted to throw a Band-Aid on this. I think they looked and they saw the team won 95 games last year. They added a pitcher. You know, the offense should be good enough.
Yeah, they're riding it out.
Yeah. Joe, give us something you wish, a skill or a talent you wish you could have.
I wish I could have been had the talent to play baseball.
Hand yeah,
to
me eye, too.
Coordination,
yeah.
And, you know, and but you know, with the Phillies, see, right. They haven't changed the makeup of the team. The you know, they in 22, they got no hit in Game 4 of the World Series against Javier. They in Game 5 they lost 2-1. Okay, then we go on to the Arizona series, right?
Yeah.
We were getting stopped by pitchers Fodd and by Merle Kelly, not Bob Gibson, not Sandy Koufax, and they can't score. And the Mets, that's why I told you last year, the Mets knew how to handle this lineup. They beat them 5 out of 7 games. They knew how to pitch to them. Alec Baum thinks he has the right approach, swinging at first pitches all the time. He told us that at the end of last year. He thinks his approach is great, and he should have been traded, okay?
They tried. They tried, Joe. I appreciate the call. They tried to trade Alec Baum.
Yes.
I mean, I don't think I think they looked and they saw whatever they were going to get from a value perspective out of Baum was better.
Yeah, I can't just give away a... All-star third baseman.
That's right.
The prime of his career,
starting third baseman in the All-Star game. Yeah. Come on, man. Who would you rather have, Gabby Moreno or JT?
Come on, man. What are you doing?
No, I just want to know. I wish I could know how much of our audience, for the percentage, know who Gabby Moreno is.
Well, I know. That's the
Well, the third of us don't know who the hell he is.
Yeah,
yeah. He's a Diamondbacks catcher.
Yeah. But I'm.
But I appreciate the deep dive by Joe in the Northeast. Yeah. That's the content.
Well, he's a baseballman.
Well, I know. And he didn't bring up Cal Stevenson once.
Well, he will.
He's still here.
Give it time.
Well, he's letting that just simmer a little bit.
Well, Cal's not having a great spring. We addressed that off the air.
Well, by the way, the best thing with Joe is I was like, what is the one thing you wish you could do? I wish you could play baseball, but back to the Phils.
Okay, he's like that was your A.J. Brown interview moment. You know what I mean?
Yes, it was.
He wasn't here to mess around with your nonsense.
Yeah. That, man, I loved playing baseball when I was in Little League and high school.
Yeah.
But, man, did I suck. I mean, look, I couldn't hit. I was a pretty decent catcher in Little League. I was like, played third base. Well, dude, they put the fat guy behind the plate, but I was pretty good at it. Nobody wanted to play third base either because this kid, I remember, what was his name? Frank Wren, JV, a third baseman, caught a baseball in the mouth. Nobody wanted to play third base anymore.
Yeah, caught a baseball in the mouth. Did he get hit in the mouth with a baseball?
He got hit in the mouth with a baseball.
It's not like he was bobbing for apples.
No, you're right. So
you know why I had to stop playing baseball?
Why is that?
Well, I didn't have to stop playing baseball, but it's why I did. I didn't have a left-hand glove.
Is that right?
Yeah.
That's
so I used to play, obviously I had to be in the outfield.
Yep.
So I'm in the outfield using one of the other players' gloves that's not as athletic as I am, as good as I am.
Right.
But it's on my left. I'm left-handed.
Right.
So it's on my left hand. So I would have to catch the ball
and take the glove off
and throw it.
Dude, can I tell you, if you had become a great baseball player, that would have been a great movie, you know, about the... Now,
I did that up to like the seventh grade.
Now you're complaining a lot. Jim Abbott only had...
I know. Right. I know. Exactly. I remember Jim Abbott. Yes.
And he used to take it off, put it under his, you know. So
I couldn't believe it when I saw that. Like, oh, this dude is pitching.
If you're really committed to the grind,
that's true.
I'll just show you some Jim Abbott tape.
Yeah. Honestly, I was just looking for a reason to not play baseball anymore. I enjoyed it, but it never hit me the ball in the outfield that much.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Picking dandelions in the outfield.
Well, and then, by the way, I'm playing against kids like Ben Davis, who are 8 feet tall, him and his friggin' brother, another 8 feet tall kid in Little League.
It's come on. Illegal.
It's ridiculous.
That's kids on PEDs. When those kids started throwing 11. The ball hard, I'm like, ah.
Yeah, shout out to Ben Davis' kid, Tague. He had a walk-off on Friday night.
Oh, really?
He did.
How old is he?
Starting first baseman for Louisville.
Oh, my God. So just like it's the whole lineage.
Dude,
or whatever.
He's 6'5", 225.
Oh, it's unbelievable.
Big boy.
It's unbelievable.
It's not fair.
Yeah.
Seen his dad?
Yeah. Well aware. Ben's a big guy.
Well,
yeah.
By the way,
also ducking us in Clearwater, Ben Davis.
By the way, their dad.
Is he ducking us in Clearwater?
Yeah. Oh yeah. Come on.
By the way, their dad was their manager in Little League. So both kids, I think Glenn was a second round pick, Ben a first round pick on the same friggin' Little. Are we serious? Like the same Little League team.
Yeah.
Come on, man.
It's different.
Yeah. So the Eagles released Darius Slay today. They will save about $5 million on their cap per Elliott Short Parks. Mm. It has been reported in a couple of places, and Elliott said this as well. Look, this doesn't mean that they can't re-sign him. It just means that the number to keep him, they weren't going to keep him. I guess it's possible. I wonder what the market is from a financial standpoint on a 34-year-old corner. I wonder if he has more value here than any other team, right? I can't imagine a huge market for Slay. He played great last year. I mean, much better than I expected.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
Oh, yeah. No, I'm with you there. 34 years old. You know, what does he think his value is? I'm sure he wants to continue to play in big games, big stages.
Be a starter.
He's won a championship. Yeah. Does he want to go somewhere? Obviously, he wants to be a starter. And I thought he played well, but he's also a guy who needs to be in the right situation. In other words, I don't think he's the number one corner anymore.
Right.
So you want him on a team where you already have an established corner there, and he can come in and be that solid number two guy. It also would benefit him if there is talent on that defense. Although Slay is shown that he could be a mentor to younger players, right? He's shown he's a good locker room guy. He's not somebody who's going to come in and be disruptive. Most young players like Slay. He has that sort of rapport with these young guys, and he doesn't mind being that guy. But I imagine he still wants to be a starter. put him in the right situation, yeah, I think he can still be a starter in this league. I think the Eagles should bring him back. I don't know what their plan is at the other corner yet. All right, so I look at the corners that we had on the team. There's only one that was better than Slay, in my opinion.
Isaiah Rogers, free agent. Keely Ringo on the team, but if, you know.
I mean, if I'm choosing, I think Slay is more reliable, obviously more savvy, the vet. Yeah, I would have Slay as the other guy, but the Eagles may decide to go out and upgrade at the cornerback position. Probably get younger, right? You got to get. Probably get younger over there.
Well, even if they keep Rodgers, that's younger. I mean, he's 26,
and Isaiah Rodgers wasn't bad. He wasn't bad. But
no.
I don't know.
He just didn't seem tough to me, Isaiah Rodgers.
Yeah, and he had some plays where he got a little lackadaisical in his technique. He would give up a play or two here or there. But he came in a pinch and played well whenever he had to play in that short period of time. Mm-hmm. I just don't know if he's a 17-game starter for you out there.
Well, and if Quinyon Mitchell evolves the way we think he will, mm-hmm. that second cornerback spot is going to be very important because that person is going to get challenged a lot. You know, what will eventually, and it happened with Quinyon Mitchell pretty quickly, is they're just going to not gonna
throw over
him.
There as much.
Yeah, they're not going to throw over at him. So that makes that second cornerback spot even, I think also from an attitude standpoint, it makes the second cornerback position really important because you have to want that, right? Mm-hmm. Like you have to want to be challenged all the time. Because if they figure out that you don't want it, you know you're going to get killed.
Oh yeah,
yeah.
He seems like the Lions. He would be open to going back to the Lions, like a Lions Eagles bidding for.
Oh, I'm sure.
Yeah,
get drafted there. They're a good team.
Yeah, they have Terry and Arnold on one side.
Yep.
He could be the one. Slay could be the two.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the type of situation.
But it gets to a point with these guys where the team has to decide, well, from a cost standpoint versus your age, is like, all right, well, you're 34. Eventually, you're going to have a year where you're not as good anymore.
Yeah.
And what are we paying for that? It's one thing if you're paying $4 million for a guy who you're sort of iffy on with these younger guys.
Yeah.
But if all of a sudden he becomes a liability, then you're sunk. Then you're in a bad spot.
That Lions team, man, I'm thinking about their defense. Aiden Hutchinson may be eligible now for an extension. I guess he is eligible now for an extension. But other than that, they aren't paying anybody defensively. They got a lot of young players on their defense. Hell, they got a lot of young players on their offense.
Right.
I'm just thinking about the Lions roster and whether or not they could bring Slay in on a one-year deal maybe.
One year, $10 million.
Something like that, $9, $10 million.
Yeah. Well, and the Eagles are going to have to start being prudent with who they're giving deals like that to. With the big numbers all around. If they think they can get that sort of production or something close to it for three, that's a huge difference. You know? All right, 215-592-9494. Do you think the Phillies are World Series contenders this year? Chris in Middletown, you're on WIP.
Good afternoon, man.
What's up, brother?
What's up, Chris?
Doing good, guys. Spike, how the hell is your bony ass at 110 pounds soaking wet the toughest guy on this show?
153. And I'm just built that way. I'm built different, Chris.
Ike and Fritz, both are like pre-Blue Chew soft today.
Wow.
With this whole Philly stuff.
Wow. That's what I like to hear. These guys need to man up, need to bone up.
I mean, come on.
Why?
I mean,
why? Because we have a realistic view of the team?
Quiet. I don't speak soft. Jack is a total fraud, too. Because, you know what? Now we know that the real baseball man that's on that podcast is really Seltzer.
Well, I don't know that either.
and hey, Fritz, by the way, Bryce called. He said, you're not allowed in the locker room anymore. And when that announcement came out, Trey was extremely excited because he doesn't have to be inappropriately touched anymore, manhandled by you. Pause. So, guys, listen, this team is, it's like you're 100% correct. You are the smartest man as well on the show and a genius. We have the best, if not the top best, the second best starting pitching in Major League Baseball, which is hands down the best. And then we are going to see...
Where were they ranked at last year?
It's a different staff as opposed to last year. Yes. We got a guy named Lizardo.
That's not the point. I'm asking, where were they ranked last year as a starting rotation?
Had to be top five.
I was going to say pretty much the same, right?
But no, listen, we're better. We're better, okay? We got more depth than we did last year.
Pitching isn't the problem, Chris.
Right there with you, Ike. You're just laying them up on the tee, right? So they finally swallowed the hard truth that they do have to change their approach.
Now, swallow it, you know, and eat it.
The fact that they're going to do that overnight, but it is going to happen. The fact that they're not going to.
Where's the proof that it's going to happen?
You just got to believe them.
The season, believe.
Oh, yeah, believe. Did I believe it was going to happen last year and what happened?
Believe. Hey, what happened? You made the playoffs. This is how baseball works.
Yeah, what happened? They barely made the playoffs, and they basically got a gentleman's sweep.
It's not like the other sports. With baseball.
How many times do people have to say it's not like the other sports?
That's what I keep trying to tell you guys.
You have to keep up there and keep chipping away at it and putting yourself in position because that's how it happens.
What it sounds like to me, Chris, is that that's what you're hoping will happen. There is no proof that that's what's going to happen. The whole change the approach at the plate thing is great in theory. When's it happened? When has it happened? So all of a sudden, everybody's 30-plus years old except for Alec Bohm. Everybody else is 30-plus years old in the lineup. They're going to change the approach now in their 9th, 10th, and 11 years in baseball.
You worry about Bohm because he won't even be playing by the end of the season.
Oh, sure he will.
New man crush, Aiden Miller's coming up. That's what's going to happen there.
Well, he's coming up to take trade spot.
Well, yeah, they're going to put Trey on the outfield. But here's what's going to happen, Ike. When you get there, they put you in position, and eventually you strike. This is how baseball works. Everybody knows this. Spike knows what I'm talking about. That's how a team is played, okay? It's to do that.
God, this is the time of the year I hate.
Yes.
Nobody says Ike knows what I'm talking about anymore after February.
No, you have a good 8-month run.
Yeah. It's most of the year, if we're being honest.
About the other day, I heard him.
Chris, what's one skill or ability you wish you had that you don't have?
If I had the skill or ability, it would have prolonged my own baseball career, and that would be the ability to hit the breaking ball.
Ah, you wish you could hit a breaking ball. Yeah. Well, we've had players here that I wish could hit a breaking ball as well. Thank you. Thank you, Chris. You know, Jack, we never hear what kind of hitter you were.
Well, people forget my freshman year JV. I batted 353, and then I was a PO my final 3 years.
Oh, so you didn't hit?
Yeah, pitcher only.
Okay.
Yeah, tough to crack that lineup, Spike.
Oh, really?
Yeah, we're pretty loaded.
P.O., I thought you were projected out.
Did you? Yeah, that is very funny as well, P.O. I like that. Have you said, did you just come up with that?
I did.
That's a good
you
one,
said,
man.
Said P.O., and that's the first thing that popped in my head. Like, projected was that a projected out?
I like. Did you miss hitting?
No.
Really?
No, I wasn't a hitter guy.
He was scared to stand in there at the plate.
Yeah, I didn't want to get hit.
Yeah. Well, yeah, you've never been one to challenge yourself.
Well, that's not true. Challenge myself in certain ways.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Now I've settled back into my comfort zone here.
Okay, right. Okay.
It's basically kick your feet up back here.
Yeah, sure is. All right, 215-592-9494. Do you expect the Phillies to be a World Series contender this year, you cowards? Because same exact team as last year, won 95 games. I was like, nah. All right, 215-592-9494. Coming up next, a team in the NFC East got better on offense. We will talk about how much better and if it makes us worried at all. That is coming up next on the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.